This is a CBC podcast.
His role as Speaker of the Saskatchewan Legislature will be over soon, but before he retires, Randy Weeks continues to root around in the Saskatchewan Party's closet for skeletons. This week, he said a Saskatoon MLA used a deeply offensive racist slur, and this week on the campaign trail, David Buckingham apologized for that again.
So first, I want to apologize again, the same as I did the first day that it happened. It was a really dumb mistake, something that's not okay. You know, we're a country of inclusivity, and my comments talking about that were completely inappropriate. And just as a recap, I was talking about someone else's story, recalling what they had said, and I used a racial slur to do that. Someone overhearing me had a concern with that, rightfully so. I went and I apologized immediately to that person. Immediately, I also addressed the caucus staff, because they deserve to know, and as at the first opportunity I addressed my caucus colleagues. Very dumb mistake. One word, and it can change your life, and I'm very sorry to the people involved. I offer my apology again. I wish I could bring it back. Unfortunately, I can't.
That's Saskatoon MLA David Buckingham, who apologized this week for using a racial slur, something the media learned about from outgoing speaker and former Saskatchewan Party MLA Randy Weeks. For more on that and this week's campaign trail news, we've reached our political panel. Adam Hunter covers politics for CBC Saskatchewan. Murray Mandrick writes a political column in the Regina Leader Post. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Adam, what do politicians want to be talking about this week? Because it wasn't that.
Yeah, we'll start at the start. Saskatchewan Party leader Scott Moe started in Regina this week with Laura Ross, who's a candidate for and the incumbent in Regina Rochdale, and Sarah Wright, who's running in Regina Lakeview, both cancer survivors, to announce a couple of programs aimed primarily at women. One specifically is cervical cancer screening at-home kits. This is something that's done in another province. They're bringing that online. So that was the first announcement. The second was a tax rebate for IVF of up to $20,000, so $10,000 back. This would apply to only people that are seeking IVF in Saskatchewan, so you can't go outside of the province and collect that, which is an important detail, I think. Also, on the Saskatchewan Party trail, we had increased income assistance for people with disabilities as far as tax credits again and rebates, also their caregivers. And then Scott Moe and three of his most recent, you know, public safety, policing, justice minister, the mental health minister all flanked him in Prince Albert yesterday to talk about public safety, enhancing police powers, again, committing to the Marshals Service. And that was his sort of angle. This week, we had also on the police and public safety, Carla Beck again saying she would hire 200 new police officers, that she would scrap the Marshal Service, use the money from the Marshal Service to hire those police officers in mental health and addictions. And then Carla Beck yesterday in front of the legislature with a kind of a bigger rally than we're used to seeing from some of these announcements, saying, you know, I'm ready to lead. This is a message for undecided voters, and kind of rehashing some of her messaging. And the NDP, unlike the Saskatchewan Party, spent a lot of time standing in front of hospitals this week. So they've had a lot of candidates in a lot of different communities standing in front of hospitals, kind of bringing up issues in hospitals and in healthcare, as they think, I think that's one of the main issues that are on people's minds, and they're trying to put a spotlight on that.
What do you make of what you've heard this week?
I wrote a column today basically saying that Scott Moe and the SAS Party have got it backwards because they've been politicking for 4 years. And they're spending 4 weeks putting forward policy, which they don't seem to be terribly skilled at. And we knew that because we know they're very good at politicking. And we know this is why they have most of those rural seats locked up, because they've made the carbon tax issues like that. The problem with Justin Trudeau is the issues. you're in a four-week election campaign and you're not running against Justin Trudeau. You have to, as Adam said, account for your health care. You have to account for your own policies. And now you have to account for things that we're going to get into in terms of just candidate bad behavior, which has really distracted, I think, Scott Moe's campaign. But what I think it ultimately comes down to is they don't sweat the details on the policies. All these things that they're announcing this week, as good as they are, and they're, as Adam pointed out, great little announcements. The issue related to in vitro fertilization is one that Alina Young brought up in petition form, if not daily, weekly in the legislature. So now you're moving on it after 4 years? And people know that. They're not – those who will be swayed to vote on that particular issue get that this was something the government has done. And this is an overwhelming theme of the government. You've been in for 17 years and you don't seem to pay attention enough to policies. You seem to be too obsessed with either your old boy's joke club that's not working out very well for you, or your politicking that's also not working out for you very well in this campaign when you move on to it. If you're talking about a bright future and a strong economy, you're not coming across as the serious people who sweat the details and provide policies that provide that. And I think that this is what's really stalling the Scott Moe campaign. We're 2 weeks into the election, or we will be as of next Tuesday. Where is the SAS party platform? Where is the costing of this? Who is running this campaign in this particular way? It's not been a good campaign. I'm not saying the NDPs have been brilliant, but there has been massive mistakes in the SAS party campaign. And as we saw this week, as good as the policies are, some of the things that they haven't done particularly well, when they put too much emphasis with political ministers putting forward Bill 137 or the marshal services that seem to be mostly about politics and appealing to rural vote and maybe getting your nose out of the joint because you didn't like security at the legislature, more politics. All these things are coming home to roost.
Adam, what did we learn from Speaker Randy Weeks this week?
Well, Randy Weeks, you know, to recap, and I know that our listeners are following this and have been following this, in May, he came out with some explosive allegations in his last speech as Speaker, talking about Jeremy Harrison bringing a gun into the legislature. That was denied by Scott Moe and Jeremy Harrison, later confirmed by them. Other things about bullying. There was an attempt at launching an investigation by the NDP, which was shut down. This week, Randy Weeks came out and told us, as we heard from David Buckingham, that David Buckingham was having a conversation in the caucus office with another colleague and used a racial slur. And that was overheard by a black staff member who then raised it. And there was an apology, as we heard from David Buckingham. And then, as Scott Moe said, sensitivity training, which is caucus policy, that he passed that. Now, I was asked at this news conference whether David Buckingham, why he was allowed to run, having they knew this happened, and they did disqualify a candidate in the last election campaign very late on in 2020 for some social media posts. And Scott Moe said, no, this is different. We had a caucus policy. He followed all that. He apologized and he went through this training. We heard from David Buckingham there apologizing. Randy Weeks painted a picture that this is a bit of a pattern. He said, you know, this goes back to immigration policy. This goes to other conversations that he has overheard. We haven't confirmed any of those. The SAS party's denied all of those other things that he brought up. But this is yet another kind of revelation, let's say, from the outgoing speaker, who up until December was planning to run for the SAS party and run in this election campaign for them. I asked him why now again. And he said, well, I had nothing to lose after I didn't win the nomination, which really rankles a lot of SAS party folks, because they said you were going to be on our team. Now you're not on our team. Now you're bringing all this up. But that's neither here nor there now, because all this news is out in the open.
Yeah. And you wrote about this as well. What's your sense of this?
Well, starting with the actual issue, I think it goes beyond sensitivity training of one individual. The important point that Adam just brought up that people shouldn't lose is that it's a whole series of things. And some of them work their way into public policy. He pointed to a memo in which Immigration Minister Jeremy Harrison said, well, there's eight countries we prefer to them, and seven of them are white European. You know, that this is where the preferred people we want to come from to settle Saskatchewan are. Like, this is not Clifford Sifton. This is, you know, like, I mean, this is problematic here. Like, I mean, you can't be doing that in this particular day and age. And that's something that I don't think the government's being properly held for account for. Like, is this true? Is this the other allegations, as Adam said, are unproven, but you're talking about situations where direct and inappropriate comments were not just overheard by this one particular individual, where the most vile racist term you can think of was being used. We're talking about stuff where MLAs, as serious people defining law, are telling other caucus members or making racial jokes to other caucus members who are a minority. You're talking about an MLA who had trouble meeting with a group largely dominated by Muslim people because they were Muslim. Like it's hugely problematic. So it's not just a sensitivity training issue with Mr. Buckingham. It seems to be a rather widespread within the whole entire caucus, and that's hugely problematic because this is the kind of issue that starts to lose you urban seats in Saskatchewan and every place else where you see a lot of visible minorities settling. I don't get how in this day and age they are electing people that think this way, but if it is the case, they are in severe trouble and need to be accountable for this in a way I don't think they're being accountable. The only reason Mr. Buckingham's running is because it would be too embarrassing and too dangerous for a whole series of candidates to drop him right now. But I don't get the justification for him running. Maybe that's a cruel thing, but so were his words. And I think people need to think about that.
Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.